here's a story from The World.
Generally speaking, immigration law is not the specialty you go into if you're an attorney who wants to earn a lot of money. But it is a field where there's a huge need for lawyers. At the University of Colorado Law School, a new generation of law students is now focusing on asylum and immigration. Stephanie Daniel reports that many of the students themselves come from immigrant families.
Standing next to a projector screen, University of Colorado Law School professor Violetta Chapin shows several images of different groups of immigrants at the U.S. southern border to her students.
There are some really sort of stark visual differences between the treatment of Ukrainian refugees and treatment that we saw of refugees mostly from Latin America and from Haiti over the last few years, but also just over the last few months.
This class is part of the law school's Immigration Defense Clinic. It's one of 9 clinics at the law school in Boulder that allows students to get hands-on experience representing clients. Chapin, who was born in Costa Rica, is the director of this clinic. She explained its importance during an interview.
Immigrants, if they want a lawyer, and many of them do and need a lawyer, you know, they have to pay shocking amounts of money for an immigration lawyer, and many of them just simply can't afford it.
One of Chapin's students is Larissa Aleri. The second-year student has been passionate about immigration rights since her teens.
And my high school was like 90% Latino, and a lot of my peers were undocumented, and they really didn't learn that they were undocumented until we were like, you know, old enough to get our first job. And you realize, oh, shoot, I don't have a social security number.
Immigration law is complex. But just like her classmates, Aleri has learned a lot during the year-long course. They've helped clients renew their Deferred Action for Childhood Arrival, or DACA, status. The students also work under Chapin's supervision and bar license, which allows them to assist on criminal cases.
This semester, I had a criminal immigration case, and my client was a lawful permanent resident charged with a petty crime.
The clinic has also represented over 20 longtime university employees from El Salvador. They have Temporary Protected Status, or TPS, which allows them to work. The students are helping them become permanent residents. Maria Teresa Navas Mejia has worked at the university for 23 years. She is a housekeeper in the dorms and loves her job. With the help of students, she got her green card last August.
Me siento bien contenta.
I feel so happy. When they told me they were going to give me my residency, I just cried. Because for me, it was a big achievement.
Translating is recent Colorado Law School graduate Karina De La Torre. She was one of Professor Chapin's students and now has an 18-month-long fellowship with the university's law clinics. She plans on taking the bar in July and pursuing immigration work with a nonprofit.
My parents are immigrants. I have a lot of undocumented family members, and I just saw how unfair and unjust our immigration system is.
One of her main jobs is working with TPS holders like Navas Mejia, who mainly work in dining and custodial services at the university.
These employees are part of our community. They own houses. They go to the same schools that professors have their children at.
The school is supportive of the clinic, says Patrick O'Rourke, the executive vice chancellor for the University of Colorado's Boulder campus.
Part of what we need to be able to do is understand the challenges that undocumented workers face, particularly those who are part of our community. And be able to recognize their rights and have our students invested in being able to make the world a more just place.
Second-year student Marina Fleming says the clinic work has underscored the importance of immigration law.
It allows you to see all of the doors that can be available to you as a practitioner and how many doors you can potentially open up for other people who are navigating any number of immigration issues in their lives.
The first-generation college student says the clinic is her favorite part of law school. It makes the learning feel real.
Being able to go to court and to speak to a judge and to feel what it feels like to stand up to assert your voice, not for yourself, but on behalf of another person, is powerful.
For The World, I'm Stephanie Daniel in Denver.